רב, אנחנו מאוד שמחים, מאוד מתרגשים.
Rav, we are very, very happy. All of the northern groups of Israel have just come to Petah Tikva, and we want to ask you, what is Pesach for you?
That's a difficult one. Really. I need to think how to answer it so the answer is clear. Passover is a process, a very special one, which a person undergoes within himself, inside himself. And truly, there's no connection to that story that we read in the Passover Haggadah and in the Torah and in other such writings. Passover is the recognition of the Creator's greatness. That's the most important thing that we need to, well, not to receive, but to more extract, receive, or discover in this occasion, in this holiday. And all of our development depends solely on the greatness of the Creator in our eyes, or to our eyes, and nothing else besides. Therefore, the first true recognition of His greatness, well, let's say the first stage, is Passover, to pass over, where He passed over, where we truly begin to feel that the Creator's governance is complete over all that is revealed within us. It's not in a complete form, but at least the beginning of this recognition that there is none else besides Him, that everything depends on Him, that the more we know His greatness, we will receive more energy to advance, a correct attitude towards advancement. The form of advancement will be more focused, more precise. Everything will just flow correctly. That is, in essence, Passover. It pulls us out of confusion. I don't want to use such words as Egypt and Pharaoh and all those things. We need to abstain from that. We need to start composing a correct emotional image appropriate for our time, our situation. And afterwards, we can also use these indications according to root and branch and all these terms. So Passover is, in essence, the recognition of importance. Not the greatness of the Creator, but the recognition of the importance of the greatness of the Creator. Such that only if we increase His greatness in our eyes, we'll be able to step forward. That, for me, is Passover. I remember how it was when I began to feel it, that there's nothing else, and the whole problem is just in that matter of the importance of the Creator to my eyes. All His bones shall declare it. That's how it is said. And when a person begins to leave that, well, that's the main thing. Everything else is an offshoot of that. If a person lives that way, he's set up. He won't be mistaken. He'll fall and he'll rise again. This is on the path of advancement. But there won't be any serious deviations. And that's it. If there are no questions, yes. What is the importance of the Creator? The importance of the Creator.
Well,
I don't know how to say it. Each and every one can understand what importance means. Let's say a woman who has a baby at home, and she has to go outside, out of the home. She keeps thinking about him. She has nothing more important than the baby who's at home. And she's in mind and heart, thoughts and desires. She's with him constantly, as if she never left physically. So the importance of the Creator is such that I'm constantly thinking about and am concerned about him standing before me, being before me. And if I hold on to that importance, not the Creator, God forbid, because I can't describe him without an image or a sculpture, but the importance I can describe or depict in relation to, well, other types of importances, so to speak. It's as if I have this table of qualities. What is the most pure quality in respect to the Creator? That's what I would say. And to develop it, constantly worry about it, so that in the society, in the environment, it's very important. The Rabash writes that if the society doesn't value the Creator, then certainly the individual cannot hold on to it either. The importance falls for him, and therefore we must always be concerned about the importance of the Creator, the importance of the group, the importance of the tent, the importance of the study and the teacher. All of that ultimately comes down to the importance of the Creator. And all of these other discernments need to bring us over to the importance of the Creator between us. And we have to feel it, how my attitude towards the spiritual life, the attainment of this life, the goal of living in it, the importance of the Creator is always the determining factor. And there are times which are less or more. Well, there are all kinds of actions that we take, but we need to always feel that the importance of the Creator determines my attitude towards those actions. All right? So let's continue. We'll go according to the... Right? Okay, so please. You can ask questions. There are microphones, I see, on several of the tables. Women can also ask, and men, and... But according to the subject matter, as much as possible, let's hope we'll also have opportunities to ask other questions, if there is anything else that's crucially important. So the lesson is until 7:20 p.m. Israel time. The 10 minutes after that, we'll have a report about the archive project, then we'll have a short break and a meal. So please, read.
We're reading from the Pesach book, Rabash, The Time of Redemption. The time of redemption. On the 10th day, a leader of the sons of Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai. The time of redemption is approaching, and we must prepare ourselves for the light of redemption, which is the exodus from slavery to freedom. It is known that it is impossible to emerge from exile before one is in exile. It is also known that the Holy Torah is eternal and applies to each and every generation. Also, we say in the Haggadah, the Passover story, every generation one must see oneself as though he came out of Egypt.
That also in respect to Egypt. And what does that mean? My egoistic will to receive, with everything that it depicts for me, is currently more important to me than the greatness of the Creator. And that's how it is. There's nothing to do about it. I was born this way, I live this way, and all of this grows for me in this egoistic manner. And when I can, for the very first time, can say that I consider the importance of the Creator higher than everything else, it's a sign that I'm advancing towards the exodus from Egypt. Yes.
For this reason, we must know the meaning of the exile we are in, and what it means that each generation we must emerge from this bitter exile. The Ari says that the exile in Egypt was that the Da'at, the reason or knowledge, was in exile, meaning the knowledge of Kedusha, holiness. Also, we must explain the meaning of Da'at of Kedusha in exile. The Zohar says that sourdough and leaven are the same degree, which we call the evil inclination, another authority, foreign god, other gods. Baal HaSulam interprets that the Sitra Achra and the Klippa and the evil inclination are all but the will to receive. And this applies in both mind and heart. That is, the rule of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and of Pharaoh's servants is the rule of the will to receive over the organs, meaning that all 248 organs, when serving the will to receive, are called slaves of Pharaoh. It is known that the first element in the work is the Lolishma, that is, by education, called by rote, one begins specifically relying on the will to receive, as one is made to understand that corporeal pleasures are worthless, since what are man's years in this world? Thus, through Torah and mitzvot, he will be rewarded with a spiritual pleasure in the next world, which is an eternal world. Also, winning success in corporeal pleasures in this world comes by observing Torah and mitzvot, by which we will have health and salvation, abundant income and success, and we will live long. Naturally, because of the will to receive, man has the nature of idleness. That is, some people settle for bread and water, and some need meat and fish too. Some also need accessories and fine clothes, and some even need luxurious houses. It is all according to one's vigor, meaning they do not want to work more than is necessary for them. Each one has his own measure of necessity, but working in order to bestow is not within man's nature, since man was created with a will to receive for himself. Because obtaining the real pleasures requires being rewarded with dvikut, or adhesion, first called equivalence of form, meaning that his aim will be for the sake of the Creator, called in order to bestow, which is the quality of the Creator, who is called the giver. This is against nature. It follows that he is placed in exile under the rule of the king of Egypt. And since the body is called will to receive, there is no point in serving the Creator against one's will, since there is no pleasure in something that is compulsory, only a sorrowful life. But only such is the way of Torah, the way until we achieve Torah, Lishma. Until then, life is a sorrowful life, meaning compulsory.
Again, regarding what we spoke about, importance, in respect to that discernment, we need to gauge our development, rather. And that all of our dealings and engagements will receive that perspective, the importance of the Creator between us, or in our eyes, and throughout all these stages of the ego, the will to receive, as it develops, we'll be able to crown the Creator as more important. Now the question is, in what is it more important? In governance. In what form? The ego gives us the form of this depiction, because the upper light, the upper force, has no image. It cannot be depicted, but only according to the vessels on which it works, directing them towards unity with him. Questions?
The importance of the Creator and the feeling of the necessity of the Creator. You said at the beginning how you felt the first time this total dependence on the importance and greatness of the Creator.
For the first few years, I didn't feel any importance in that, even though I read about it. I went over it, skipped over it. As, you know, we go over many discernments in many writings, which we pay no heed to, because they don't stand out for us. They don't elicit some kind of inner reaction. I can read it, but there's no reaction, so I don't notice these words. They seem to me as if redundant. It doesn't matter to me. The Kabbalists write that it's important and you need to do this and that and this, but it's not there. A person works according to the response that he receives from within, from his desires and feelings. And therefore, a few years. For a few years I paid no attention to that. And it may be that I heard it a lot, or maybe not, I can't even say. Because those years, well, now I can say that I heard about it, and Abash would tell me and hint at it, but it didn't work on me. When I began to feel that I lack the importance of the Creator, because I tried to examine how am I advancing exactly, and I didn't see any other motivating factor, power to pull or push forward. Importance, the power of importance, greatness, which gives me some fear or attraction. And although I heard about it, and I also thought, you know, the greatness of the Creator, but still, until it stabilizes, we know that every spiritual discernment comes from stages, or in stages. First it's far away, then it's surrounding, and it comes closer, and then inside. But there's ascent and descent also, and you begin to, well, search for what can help. The society can help me in this. You begin to stabilize the matter of the importance of the Creator, so such that it is presented to me by the friends, and then, of course, I will advance. Well, until it becomes something sought after, as far as my mind and heart are concerned. And that helps me emerge from the ego. Not the importance of the Creator itself, but when the importance of the Creator is established, it orients one towards an emergence from his ego, because the importance of the Creator is that force that holds us like a magnet can hold a piece of iron in the air, and that's how we emerge. So, pay attention to that. We're now in Passover, and the light of Passover is such that they establish for us the importance of the Creator above all other things to such an extent that I'm not worried about anything else. Until I come to soul devotion. Right? Yes, just if it's something very important, we need to continue. We have a lot of text, a lot of materials to read, and we want to go through it and not get stuck on one thing. All right, so continue.
What are the banners in the work? What are banners in the work?
The correction is that before one has the desire to bestow, meaning to be in equivalence of form, it is impossible to receive the true goodness which the Creator wishes to give to the created beings. And seeing as the matter of bestowal, the desire to bestow, is against one's nature, we learn that there's the aspect of the 70 nations of the world within man, meaning that man is a small world, as it is written in the Holy Zohar, and the aspect of Israel within the person is under the rule of the nations of the world, and this is considered that the people of Israel is in exile among the nations, who haven't the power to go against the will of the nations of the world, and therefore the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, ask the Creator to bring them out of the exile in which they are placed among the nations, and will be able to work for the sake of the heavens. Likewise, the sages said, Israel who are exiled, divinity is with them. And we can interpret it according to what Bala Sulam said, regarding what the sages said, a student who is in exile, his teacher is exiled with him. And he said that the meaning is that when the student is in exile, meaning that he received a descent, his love, his teacher, is also in the state of descent. Meaning, exactly as when one is in the state of descent and has no taste in Torah and prayer, that is because his love is also exiled with him, meaning that all the matters of divinity are for him in a state of descent, meaning that he looks at everything as if there is no importance to anything spiritual, meaning that spirituality too is in exile.
By this, we should interpret that when Israel are in exile, meaning in descent, and the nations of the world control the person, and the nations of the world are generally called will to receive for one's own benefit, then the Creator is also in exile for them. In other words, they have no importance of the Creator. Since if they had importance of the greatness of the Creator, they would not be able to rule over the Israel in him. As is known, Israel means Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, when all of one's actions are straight to the Creator. But by their control, they make all of one's actions be only for his own sake. This is called for the sake of the will to receive, and not for the sake of the Creator. It follows that when the quality of Israel is in exile, the Creator is in exile with them too, meaning that the desire to bestow is in exile, and the one to whom they want to bestow is in exile, as it is written about what Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?" That is, he denied the greatness of the Creator and did not allow to believe in the greatness of the Creator. So the quality of Israel is in exile within them. According to the above, we can interpret what we asked. Why does he say that it is as though Israel are saved and as though he is saved? That is, what is the connection between the redemption of Israel and the redemption of the Creator? According to the above, it follows that the exile of Israel and the exile of the Creator are the same, since when a person attains and feels the greatness of the Creator, the nations of the world have no control, and they are annulled before him. Hence, it follows that the whole exile is that we do not know his greatness. In the matter of concealment that one feels, which causes him to be in exile, a person should know that he must correct his actions so they are in order to bestow. Otherwise, there will be shame. Hence, there must be concealment and hiding on the upper light. To the extent of the sensation of evil, when one sees how immersed he is in self-love, to that extent he sees that he is far from Kedusha. That is, he sees that he is far from doing anything for the sake of the Creator. And he is under the governance of the nations of the world, while the quality of Israel in him is completely powerless to emerge from their exile. For this reason, when the Israel in him emerges from exile and is rewarded with redemption, the Creator too, who was covered from him during the exile because of the governance of the nations, now appears and the greatness of the Creator becomes revealed. This is so because now there is no longer a need for the tzimtzum, restriction and concealment, since the tzimtzum has been lifted from him following the rule, to the extent that one wants to aim to bestow, to that extent the tzimtzum and concealment are removed from him. This is the meaning of the verse, "We will sing in your salvation, and in that day the Lord will save Israel." It is written, "Will save, as though Israel are saved and as though he is saved."
Meaning, how to check if only the Creator's importance and greatness is our concern, and it's not important for us how we'll feel and where we'll be, what spiritual degree we'll be in, what rewards we'll receive. Rather, this is the reward. that I'll feel not the Creator Himself. It's impossible to feel Him, but rather that I'll feel the greatness of the Creator, to a measure which supplies me the energy, the power to perform actions of bestowal, and then everything that I do in bestowing to others, bestowing to the group, to the world, to the nations of the world, it doesn't matter to whom. I feel that I'm doing this because of the greatness of the Creator to me, and that it's truly in order to bestow contentment to Him. Questions. Meaning, I divide reality into bestowing and receiving, and then the greatness of the Creator. Or my point in the hearts, opposite the nations of the world, the will to receive, which is within me, the egoistic desire, or the greatness of the Creator and the greatness of the evil inclination. That's how we advance. We always need to demand that. You get energy and uplifted spirits and a new spiritual state. It directs you correctly in the path. That's the best thing. There's nothing else. Also, so.
If a person feels that he has the energy and power to work with the group and he wants to invest in the group, does that mean that he has the greatness of the Creator? How can you actually separate?
I don't know. Nobody can separate. Even the individual himself can't make that distinction. It's impossible. He needs to aspire to it, that the greatness of the Creator will truly be the most important thing to him, constantly, always, and to always demand that and be concerned with that. But nobody can see this from the outside or measure it, and he himself can't measure it either. No.
Tov, bakasha.
Right. Yes, please.
What is the connection between the greatness of the Creator and restriction?
By the measure of the Creator's greatness, according to that, I pass through the Tzimtzum, the restriction, and the concealment. Then I don't need them. The greatness of the Creator keeps me in order to bestow. I don't need anything concealed from me. So to that extent, there is no concealment for me. Well, these are degrees, of course. No concealment. It depends to what extent and to what extent I can actually make use of it.
But what's the main discernment of the restriction and concealment and the greatness of the Creator?
The extent to which I can perform actions with the desires of others, not to use and to use my own desire in order to serve them, to give them the chair, to give the pillow, as we say, that's how we measure.
And that's
what equivalence of form? Okay, let's say so. I can't yet. Yes.
Could you please explain when Israel?
This is in regards to the individual. When Israel is in exile, then the Creator is in exile regarding Israel. So it's all according to the attainment.
No.
All right. Yes.
We say that the restriction does not stop.
It does not stop in regards to reception. In bestowal, there's no restriction. Use everything you have, all your desires and thoughts and inclinations. The restriction exists and is never revoked, only in regards to reception. Regarding bestowal, there's no restriction. All right? So go ahead.
מאמר רבה שעניין גלות, המאמר נמצא גם בכתבי רבש, כרך ג', עמוד 1637.
The meaning of exile.
It's a shame that not everyone here has this study book. Don't you have it? Aren't you studying, reading from it? These are things which, well, each one must have this. So,
when Israel are in exile, the Shekhinah, divinity, is with them. This means that if one falls into descent, spirituality is also descended in him. But according to the rule, a mitzvah induces a mitzvah. Why does he come into a descent? Answer, he is given a descent from above so as to feel that he is in exile and ask for mercy to be delivered from exile. This is called redemption. And there cannot be redemption if there is no exile there first.
Meaning there has to be a sensation of exile, such a feeling that he can't come out of it. It's a lost cause. Forever. He will remain without attainment, without any feeling of it, without just a corporeal, earthly, beastly life, worse than death. He can't even die. He's not given the power to do that. So, and then, he musters the strength to cry out, and so he advances. Yes.
What is exile? It is that he is under the rule of self-love and cannot work for the sake of the Creator.
Again, everything in his life is more important to him than the greatness of the Creator. It's one opposite the other.
When is self-love considered exile? It is only when he wants to emerge from this control because he suffers from not being able to do anything for the sake of the Creator. It follows that when he began to work, there had to be some pleasure and reward for which the body agreed to this work. Afterward, when he was permitted to see that there is the matter of for the sake of the Creator, because a mitzvah induces a mitzvah, and he had to ask to be delivered from exile, then he runs from the exile. How does he run from the exile? It is by saying that he will not succeed in this work. Thus, what does he do? He commits suicide, meaning leaves the work and returns to corporeal life, which is regarded as the wicked in their lives are called dead. It follows that where he should have asked for redemption from exile, he runs from the exile and commits suicide. This is as it is written, the ways of the Lord are straight, the righteous will walk in them, and transgressors will fail in them. However, he should go above reason. A descent in spirituality does not mean that now he has no faith. Rather, now he must do more work, and the previous faith is considered a descent compared to this work.
Meaning, that's how we advance always throughout the spiritual ladder. Every degree that we attain then becomes the lower degree, and we need to climb above it more and more. So again, as he says, it's always about the greatness of the Creator in comparison to the importance of, well, pleasure in this world, the importance of bestowal compared to the importance of reception, the greatness of the point in the heart which I grow in comparison to the importance of the nations of the world within me.
You said that to actually recruit forces. What is that weapon that he fights for the greatness of the Creator?
Okay, so now, let's say, you're hearing that there is this matter regarding which we still don't feel any importance, but we hear from the teacher that the greatness of the Creator determines everything. To me. Because the greatness of the Creator is the importance of spirituality compared to the importance of corporeality. So I hear it. What do we do now? We awaken it with the work in the group and other things that we engage in. We come closer to increasing the greatness of the Creator by those means. As it's written, the Kuchabrihu and so on and so forth. It's all of the blessings and prayers are written that way. So it's by the actions in the group where each one thinks about the group and each one is requesting for the others and everyone wants all of us to be awarded with this. So accordingly, we awaken the reforming light. And the surrounding lights awakens, comes even when we are at the most distant state from spirituality. But if we want to come closer, even a little, even if we just utter these words without any inner desire or intention, so it's said, you need to say it, you need to say it. Even just us saying it, that also works. Even if in that most simple corporeal form. All right? Good. What is it?
When the point in the heart is revealed for a person, he has energy, he's prepared to throw everything away, he can actually get over anything, because it's the most important thing for him.
The Creator shines for him, to him.
And then the Creator takes it away from him, and that then becomes the energy. So my question is, if there is greatness of the Creator, there's no real energy.
Yes, but it comes and goes. Of course, the person develops this facility. Right. And by the greatness of the Creator, which you've attained, you use it in order to climb up the ladder and perform acts of bestowal, and each time you fall.
I just need to have a desire for the action of...
Not even a desire. If you have the desire for it, you already have the power to enact it, of course. The desire itself is the power.
But it needs to bring me to sorrow. But for actions of bestowal, I'm an egoist.
It's a sign that you don't have the desire. The desire is the power. It's very simple. And if you say that I have the desire but I cannot act, it's a sign that you don't have a desire. All right. Let's stick to that. We don't have the same words. Microphone, please.
What does that mean, wicked people?
Wicked people are those who are only about attainment of physical pleasures, earthly pleasures. They want to enjoy life. So all of the pleasure that they receive in these vessels in order to receive, it's all called egoistic pleasure, which fills their egoistic desires. And all these egoistic desires are called just there one point which isn't in spirituality. It is given to the person so that he will transcend this egoistic desire and only for that purpose and rise to the desire to bestow, and that's the only reason we were given this point. And if one doesn't use it in order to ascend to spirituality, in order to bestow, he's already called dead, meaning he doesn't act towards spiritual ascension. And when he dies, truly dies, Nothing is left of the life he had, because he lived the life of a beast, serving only the desires which awoke in him in order to receive.
In order to receive the greatness of the Creator, you need to invest more and more, because the investment from yesterday doesn't help. But a person is just limited with his strength that he has and time.
No, that's not true. In this, the person is not limited, because he was created in order to actualize his spiritual process. All of his essence, all of the conditions he receives in life are all aimed to that, in that direction. He can't say that I was born without a, how to put it, special faculties, special talents. He can't say that. He was born exactly. He has everything he needs to bring the root of his soul to correction. If he doesn't do it, that's something else. But it cannot be that he was born with demands made of him which are greater than his ability to fulfill those demands. No, it can't be. You'll reach the world of truth, and you'll be in the house of judgment, and you'll be shown all things opposite one another, what you could do and what you didn't do, even though you could. Otherwise, the question of Job stands, meaning I created the wicked and I created the righteous. You created the wicked, you created the righteous, and who can stand before you? Job asked this. So there's no such thing. A person can't say that, because our entire existence in this world is only so that we reach the goal. That's the only purpose, to actualize the point in the heart, to fulfill it, in order to again connect to the system of Adam Rishon. No, you can't say that. It's written in many places. No one will have the ability to say, oh, you didn't give me, I'm not at fault here, it wasn't like this or that. No, it's the opposite. The complete system prior to the shattering and the final system after the shattering and the process of correction, all these two systems stand one before the other, and the whole process of who needs to be born when and according to what conditions and all these things, it's just a simple formula, because you have a beginning and an end, and in the middle you only have the matter of participation, voluntary participation. Well, you asked already. All right? Women? They don't want to ask. Who is it over there? If it's a guest, then priority.
What advice could you give to a friend that's just started the path? He doesn't really know how to work with the new the states of the descents that he receives.
There's nothing more important than annulment towards the group, whatever it may be, whatever may happen. The Creator brought me, he put me on this cart which rattles like that. Rattles. As I say, that's how it is, right? So it doesn't matter. That's what I got, and with that, I proceed. Yes. If you annul towards this cart, you suddenly discover that it's a rocket. It carries you, because anyone who judges his own flaws.
Is it correct to search for problems in corporeity in the studies?
If you engage correctly. As it's written, make your work persistent and corporeality intermittent correctly. Not to, you know, sit here day and night. No, person has to be balanced. But if you do everything correctly, you'll see that everything works out. Yes.
First of all, Chag Sameach. I'm very excited. Maybe my question is very proud. I just want an answer, please. What does a person do that he feels that he's actually arrived, that he's got to, there is none else beside him?
If a person feels that, I don't have anything else to say to him. What's next? He doesn't have anything more. He corrected his entire vessel.
What does a person do that he feels that he's... How can I get there?
It's a sign he hasn't got there yet.
Not to arrive at what I've arrived at, but to actually get into inclusion, that everybody will be in the else beside him. It doesn't matter how much I talk, and a lot of people are convinced, but I want to see that it's actually happening. It's happening to everybody. It doesn't mean anything that I've received anything.
No, this is the personal individual correction and the general correction. We need to continue. There is the personal correction, which according to your words you're in already, and there's also the general correction, which you need to make sure happens. Like Baal Sulam and many great Kabbalists who were in that process. Yes.
Thank you, Rav. We've been talking about the importance of the Creator, which is the most important thing to aspire to, and with the help of the group and the ten. If I understood correctly, you said that there was a period where that you didn't have importance of the Creator.
Everyone begins from zero, from nothing. I was a complete materialist. I didn't have anything.
So my question, is there something something that can ignite within me the importance? If it's not, can I ask, if it's not been chutzpah, what actually gave you that importance of the Creator? What can we do that there will...
Okay, so the question basically is, why am I not succeeding? But always that question, why am I not succeeding? Why am I not succeeding? If it's written that I need to come to, there's none else besides him who's good and benevolent through a group, through a connection, through this and that and this, why don't I have the power to do it? Why don't I have the desire for it? Why? And then we discover that importance, the importance of the Creator. All right.